Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. This one is free because of our friends at MyBookie.com. Guys, go to MyBookie.ag. They have the best online gambling app. You can win money, bet on Rutgers, and you will win money. Go to MyBookie, use the code CHAIR, and they will give you a 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. You can put $100 in your account, bet on Rutgers. They'll give you an extra $100. You'll be rolling in money. You'll be able to pay for bail, alcohol, drugs, whatever you need, Andrew. People need to go to mybookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR. Get a 100% sign-up bonus. Do it now. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Andrew. Oh, my God. That's Ken Crawley's music. October is about two things. It's about Halloween, and it's about the Saints having every corner on their roster get injured. It's a tradition like no other, Andrew, and it's we're facing that against the Cardinals.
Yeah, we are, yeah, unfortunately. So you look at P.J. Williams, he's suspended. He's out for another week. And then you have, he'll be back after the bye. And then you have Patrick Robinson, who tweaked his hammy. I don't know if he's going to be able to play or not. And then you have Eli Apple, who's almost certainly going to miss this game with a hyperextended knee. My guess is that he ends up not playing for at least until after the bye, maybe longer. So,
Andrew, this is how desperate the times are for the Saints. They have brought in Captain Mutterlin for a workout.
Did they officially sign him?
Oh, for no, a workout. They just brought him in for a workout.
I saw that.
And the guy they signed from Baltimore but cut in the summer?
Kayvon Webster.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah. So, yeah, dark times, Ralph, when they're looking at these jobless veteran corners, total has-beens. I don't even know that they were good when they were good. But
they were not.
They were not. But hopefully those guys don't play, right? They're just on the bench and – it's a situation where you don't play them unless you have to, kind of like B.W. Webb or Sterling Moore. I just think Ken Crawley is much, I don't know even what the perfect word is to describe his career with the Saints, but he started kind of out of the gates and he was garbage and fans hated him. And then he really turned a corner and had a bunch of apologists, and he finished the year strong and went into the year, and we all felt really good about Ken Crawley as the number two corner. And we felt like, hey, this guy, he's as solid as it gets. I mean, I even had some people on Saints Twitter telling me he was one of the best number twos in the league. And then, of course, his career took a huge downturn.
Yep.
He was basically a disaster.
And they traded for Eli Apple. He was such a disaster.
They traded for Eli Apple.
He was such a disaster against the Ravens.
He's been inactive ever since.
Yeah.
He's been inactive ever since. He hasn't played since. But this is why you keep a guy like that on your team. You have one of these, Haley's Comet, when it's a perfect storm, when you get hit all at once with these injuries, you don't want to be playing Kayvon Webster off the street, at least not starting him. And you don't want to be playing Terrence Frederick or UDFA because you've had injuries there. You want to play a guy that's, hey, had some success. He has the size to play the position. He has the physicality. He just needs to play with some confidence, and you've seen him do it before. We've seen Ken Crawley play well before. But I do think he's going to play because it's one of those things where you don't want to move Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You don't want to change his role. I think you keep him at nickel. And Ken Crawley, what he does well is he plays outside, or at least when he's playing well, that's his position. So I actually think he starts on the outside opposite Lattimore. And this is unless we get some kind of miracle healing from Eli Apple or Patrick Robinson, but I don't really see that. So I think Crawley is your starter, and then you'll keep Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at the nickel, and we'll see what they do. But obviously, this is a concern.
That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to
thank God. God they're playing a rookie quarterback in Arizona who has trash at wide receiver and 100-year-old Larry Fitzgerald. Like, it really is the – if you wanted to pick a week and you're like, hey, what game would you want the Saints to be decimated at corner? I think it would be this week.
Is Christian Kirk, is he still out or is he
He's
playing?
Still out. I don't know. He's on my fantasy team. He's been with the dreaded
he's been out.
For a couple, so, yeah. But even him, he's not.
I mean, that's a guy you don't want to face this week.
He's not exactly good, though. I mean, you know?
He's going to look good against Ken Crawley, potentially. But
fair point.
So, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals beat the Giants by passing for 104 yards last week. So, this passing offense isn't exactly lighting the world on fire. Kyler Murray can do some things with his legs, but he hasn't been great this year. So if there's a game where you feel like you can put up some points to mitigate Ken Crawley being out there, this is probably it. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, this kind of feels like his chance. You know, he's had an up and down career. He's was a starter, then he was benched, and then he's been inactive. And, you know, finally he's going to get a chance to play again. And this maybe kind of feels like his last shot at showing some tape that he can do this. Because if he's a disaster, because you know they're going to go after him.
Yep.
If he's a disaster, then the writing's kind of on the wall for him as a player, I think. If he can kind of turn it around and play well and play like he did at times in his career, then I think he starts to become maybe a little bit more appealing, not only to the Saints as a reserve, but to other teams on the open market. So this is a really important opportunity for him.
Well, what will happen for him is if he has a really good game against Arizona, what will happen is, one, the Saints will be more confident to maybe play him if they have more injuries down the line, because they still got half a season to go even after the Arizona game, right? So that would be good. But also going into next year, teams will look at him and be like, well, he was pretty good for the Saints in 2017, and he was good for that game against Arizona and that random game against Tampa in the second half of 2019. Hey, Ken, we'll give you 1 year, $2.5 million, non-guaranteed, to come and play see if you can be our number two corner. You know, if he plays bad against Arizona, and he plays bad, you know, if he gets any more playing time the second half of this year, it'll be really hard for him to get a job at all.
It's a life of training camp invites. Yep, from there. Yep. It's a life of, hey, come in for a workout. We've had seven dudes get injured.
Yeah. Come run the cone drill on a Tuesday morning.
That's right.
So, look, the Saints, and I said it on the Grades podcast, and I said it again, Andrew, injuries suck. The Saints have been pretty fortunate this year with injuries and stuff, but you got to figure it out. You're playing Arizona. You're a 10-point favorite. You're a mess at corner. Fucking figure it out. That's where they are.
Yeah. No, it is. They did it on the road against.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
the Bears. So it stands to reason that they can do it at home against the Cardinals. But I think the Saints right now in the place that they are, which is Alvin Kamara, he may not play. Drew Brees probably not going to play. Jared Cook is banged up. Anzalone's out for the year. Eli Apple's out. I mean, they're banged up at corner. They're banged up at receiver. Kirkwood's out for the year. Traquan Smith has been out. So you look at all these injuries. The bye, first of all, the bye couldn't come at a better time. And if you can find a way to win this game and go 7-1 into the bye, and just heal up, have a full week to kind of get some of these guys recovering, then I mean that would be amazing to be 7-1. But I am worried about this game. I don't know that you can call it a trap game, but I just feel like this is going to be a tough one to win. I thought the Bears was going to be a tough one to win, honestly, well, just because of the injuries.
The thing with Arizona is, you know, 3 weeks ago, and we'll talk more about this on the Friday preview one, you know, 3 weeks ago, I looked at Arizona, I was like, they're a disaster. They're a bottom five team. Cliff Kingsbury doesn't know what he's doing. That's going to be a layup for the Saints. But they've sort of, you know, they've played a bunch of bad teams in these sort of claiming, if you're a horse racing person, they have the claims races of the bad horses, right? But Arizona, they've won all these games. So they're kind of like in that, they're 3-3-1. Arizona's one of those teams where they, if you play badly and you have a couple turnovers or whatever, they can beat you. They're not in that Cincinnati, Miami, Washington dregs category where you can even come out, have a couple turnovers, play a really shitty first half, and you'll only be down, you know, you'll still be winning, or it'll be 7-7, and you'll be like, this is a garbage first half, pick it up. You pick it up in the second half and you're fine. Arizona's not that way. Like, if the Saints come out and play garbage in the first half and turn the ball over a couple times, they'll be down 17-6, 17-3. Yeah. Like, it'll, that, you know, that's worst case scenario, but Arizona can do that, and that's where they are. And I didn't see that 3 weeks ago. So, you know, when you combine that with injuries at corner, I just think it's going to be another grinded out game. But we thought that in Chicago, and the Saints won in a walk. So,
yeah, and I just think the recipe for a win is the same. First of all, I think the Cardinals, they like to run the ball and they commit to it. And so, whether it's David Johnson or that backup they had this week that went nuts, what's his name again?
I have no idea.
yeah, I forget his name. But anyway, that guy had a huge game, and if he, you know, they're going to run the ball. So I don't think it will be like Chicago in the sense that they'll just abandon and quit. Like, they're going to try to run on the Saints. And so it just starts with what the Saints always do and what they do well, which is stop the run. You know, they've got to force Kyler Murray to get in situations where he obviously has to throw. You're going to have to protect Ken Crawley. I mean, that's going to be a mismatch. So you're going to have to protect him, and hopefully the Saints can hold up there. You know, defensively, it might be a little bit tougher sledding. You know, you might have to blitz a little bit, which puts Crawley on an island. So we'll see how that goes. But then from there, you know, offensively, I think if you don't have Kamara, it's got to be very similar to what they had, you know, which is you try to run the ball with Latavius Murray, set up play action, and let Teddy Bridgewater go to work. But, you know, fortunately, you still have Michael Thomas. I think he'll have a good game. Patrick Peterson back will be interesting, though, because I think he'll be matched up against Michael Thomas for good portions of the game. And so I think maybe this game more than any other is a game where you're going to have to see other guys step up, whether it's Ted Ginn, whether it's some of these other receivers. There's going to be opportunities for them. Can they make a play?
Yeah. So, guys, this wraps up the podcast for Thursday. And listen, it was free. You should sign up at the $7 level so you can get the podcast every day. But also, Andrew, if you listen to this podcast, December 14th, we are doing a live show at Tracy's in New Orleans, 7 o'clock. It's going to be us, and then the bird calls at 8. It's going to be amazing. Andrew, we're up to 55 RSVPs. If you RSVP at the link in this podcast, if you RSVP,
my wife,
you come to the podcast, my wife will be at a table giving you a t-shirt. So RSVP, your name, your shirt size, you get a free t-shirt. Why would you not want to show up and drink with us? It's perfect. So do it. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.